And she said she didn't know why. She didn't realize that Joe Donald was... You see, what I was trying to say was that all of his teachers, as he followed Jimmy, after he skipped that grade, you see, he was just 1 year behind Jimmy. Well, Jimmy had been more or less a perfect student. And Joe Donald comes in, and, oh, you're Jimmy's brother. Well, you know one of those things, you being a teacher, you know what that is. And he didn't, I kept the resentment out at home, and he loved Jimmy very dearly and still does. Anything Jim says is what he wants to do.
Well, that'd be awfully hard on him.
But the point was that, and I, you know, as a parent, I hesitated to go and say, now I want you to do this for my child. I just never did believe in that. But nevertheless, I did go when he was in the seventh grade, and I talked to a couple of his teachers, and I said, Joe Donald is a completely different personality. And I says, please treat him as such. But they didn't. You know, they looked on him to be just like Jim. So it went on through school, and when he graduated, he could have been at the top of his class if he had tried, but he didn't want to be.
Well, after he went to Florence, did he come back over here?
Well, the funny thing, see, he finished when he was 16. Well, he was an excellent basketball player. So one of the coaches had seen him from CMA, and he came down and talked to us about him going up there. Well, Joe Donald was not suited to be an engineer. I mean, he wasn't that type of person, you know. I knew he wasn't. But this coach told us, he says, I'm sure that he will be granted a scholarship to Georgia Tech. He knew the coach there very well. And that, the year before, they had gotten this young man from CMA, and he says Joe Donald can play circles all around him. Well, we thought possibly the military discipline and everything. Of course, I disciplined him at home. It wasn't that, but I just felt like maybe if he got into that environment, you know, that he would sort of straighten out, and he couldn't make up his mind. He, being as young as he was, he didn't. Now, of course, that was the difference between the two, because Jimmy, from the time he was 11 years old, knew exactly what he wanted to do. So that was what he studied for, and that's what he went after. In business administration in school, and he wanted a business career, and that's what he got, and he, incidentally, is a banker now.
Here in Huntsville?
No, in Birmingham, for the First National Bank in Birmingham. So, anyway, to make a long story short, Joe Donald went on to CMA that year and played basketball, and I never saw kids play as hard in my life. When this coach was supposed to be in Chattanooga, they had the Mid-South Tournament. You probably have heard of it, you know, of all the military schools, you know, in the area there. And Joe Donald was high scorer for the whole deal in playing basketball, but they played with food poisoning. And we had to bring him home thinking possibly he had appendicitis and put him in the hospital when we... So, and that coach, something happened that he didn't get to get there. So that knocked out the Georgia Tech business. Well, he came home and he worked that summer, and he said that he believed he would go. Well, Jimmy had been given a scholarship